Welcome to Throwing Stones, the podcast where I, your host, Jade Stone, doesn't really talk about anything. I just am going to tell stories, comedic stories, darkly comedic stories, or just sort of comedic stories. I don't know, you be the judge, or not. I'll be the judge. My stories are wicked. Awesome. Okay. I tried to do this in 2015, but I didn't have much listeners. So I stopped, especially since it was costing me so much money to host it online monthly. It didn't really make sense anymore. But now I found another platform, and I'm giving it another go. So sit back, relax, and listen to my show. It's unscripted, by the way, and unedited, except for, like, too long of a pause, or, I don't know, me coughing or something. Unscripted, unedited, raw stories that I just come up with on the fly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. This story is called Highway to Hell. It's an oldie but a goodie. It was on my original podcast, but I figured I'd do another rendition here. It's not going to be the same, obviously, because I made that story up on the spot, but I'll try to make it interesting. Okay. So, I wake up and I'm just looking out the windshield of my car, and there's other cars in front of me, and we're like on a pulley system, just being pulled forward and forward and forward into what looks like a cave. I look beside me, I don't see my boyfriend, Kyle, there. So I'm just like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? I couldn't get out of my seat. The seatbelts weren't coming off. I tried unbuckling it, but it just snaps back by itself, which scares me, but I'm just thinking that's something really weird. I tried to turn on the radio to see, like, if I can figure out what the hell is going on, and my hand gets burnt. Smoke starts coming from it. It's like the radio button sears imprints on my hands. Like, I look at my hand and I'm like, what is going on? Like, it doesn't even hurt, but I know it should hurt. Like, my hand is smoking, like that guy Joe Pesci in Home Alone when he touched the door handle and Kevin had, like, the thingy the heat thing. Okay, I don't know what it's called, but he had the thing. And it was, like, producing a lot of heat, and the guy touched the door, and his hand, like, got seared. Wow. But anyways, back to my story. So my hand is, like, smoking, and I'm thinking about Home Alone, and I'm just, like, laughing to myself, ha ha ha. But I still can't figure out how to get out of this car. Like, what is going on? So, I basically am looking around and I spot Rodney Dangerfield. And I'm like, that's interesting. I'm pretty sure that guy's been dead for a while. And then I'm just like, thinking to myself, okay, I'm assuming that maybe I'm dead, or that's a really good doppelganger for Rodney Dangerfield. But that would explain everything else that's going on in here, in this car. My hand going into a weird dark cave. What did I do? Like, what did I do? Where's Kyle? My boyfriend Kyle's not here. Did he kill me? I don't know. Rodney Dangerfield is coming closer to my car. Interesting. My door is opening. The passenger seat is being sat on. And I now have this 80-year-old looking guy sitting beside me, and I'm just like in awe of him because I really loved Rodney Dangerfield when he was alive. He was really funny. And I'm just like, so am I dead? And he goes, yeah. Got no respect. You got no respect in life. And now you're dead. Just leave me. Really? I said. That's all you're giving me right now. Is that all you have? I got no respect. Yes, he says. I got no respect. Anyways, he puts on the radio and it doesn't even burn him. And I'm like, wait a second. Why isn't it not burning you? And he's like, well, I'm a devil. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, don't you remember the movie Little Nicky? And I'm like, huh? Were you even in that movie? I don't even know. Are you in that movie? Can you help me out, please? Are you in that movie? I'm asking him, like, over and over. And he's just like, look, I'm a devil. Nothing's gonna burn me. And this sly, sinister smile comes over his face. And I'm just like, okay, but it burnt me. And he said, that's because you're in hell. And you're dead, but not a devil. You're in hell. I thought you would have realized that when I said I was a devil. And I go to myself, like, what? What? Hell? I'm in hell. Why am I in hell? I didn't do anything bad. And he goes, well, Jade Stone, most people go to hell. They're sinners. You've sinned. You've thrown stones at people, and you live in a glass house. Rodney, what the hell are you talking about right now? I didn't do anything. What's going on? Then I hear a motorcycle revving. And I'm like, what's that sound? Oh, that's just Kyle. What? What do you mean, oh, that's just Kyle? Your boyfriend Kyle's down here too. Okay. Kyle, my boyfriend, is down here. So how did we die? Car accident. Or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're both down here now. Yeah, but where is he? He's on his motorcycle behind you. I'm looking in the rearview mirror because I can't really turn around. Ronnie decides to turn that little button on where the seats get warmer. So I'm burning up in this car. Not cool. Ronnie. Yes. He goes. Another sly, sinister smile across his face. Ronnie, what are you doing? I'm smoking. No, I'm smoking. And he pulls out a cigar or something. Ronnie, this isn't funny anymore, I say. I never said it was supposed to be funny. This is hell. You think it's supposed to be all fun and gumdrops and rainbow and sunshine and donuts being fed to you like you're Homer? No. I'm just saying, like, I need to talk to Kyle right now. You can't talk to Kyle right now. He's on his bike, and you're in this car, and we're all going in that cave. What's in the cave? Hell. I thought this was hell right now. This is hell, but you haven't actually entered hell yet. This is kind of like the purgatory part. Okay, if that's the case, then let me out of this car. If you get out of that car, you're gonna burn. What do you mean I'm gonna burn? If you get out of this car and step on the pavement, your feet will start smoking. You saw what happened when you touched the radio. Okay, fine. God, I can't even turn around. Can you send Kyle a message for me? Nope, no can do. Okay, I'm pretty sure Ronnie Dangerfield never talked like that. That was just me up there. Down here, I do whatever I want to do. I'm a devil. Are you the devil, or are you a devil? I am a devil. You haven't met the devil yet, if you really wanted to know. So who is the devil? No one. No one in particular. You'll have a good laugh when you see him, though. Why? What is that supposed to mean? Oh, nothing. I mean, maybe the Little Nicky movie was correct. That's all I'm saying. Look, I'm not going to believe that a stupid movie was correct about hell and that Ronnie Dangerfield is a devil and whoever else is in that movie is one. Okay? Like, I'm not going to believe that for a second. Well, you can believe what you want to believe. I'm off. Goodbye. Ronnie. Ronnie, don't leave me here. Ronnie. Ronnie. Okay. He slams the door. He's gone. Right then. Bam. Something slams into my windshield. Seems to be Kyle. Okay, that's really weird. I thought he was supposed to be behind me on his motorcycle. Okay, he sees me. He's speaking, but I can't hear him. Can you hear me, Kyle? Okay, well, his jacket's on fire right now. Get in the car. Get in the car. I'm pointing to the seat. Okay, he gets it. He's rolling. Stop, drop, and rolling. Like, that's gonna help in hell. Oh my god. Stop, drop, and roll is not helping my boyfriend right now. He's smoking. He's in the car. He's in the car. He's in the car. Okay, you're in the car. What the fuck is going on right now? You tell me. You just came out of nowhere and flew into my windshield. No. Someone threw me. Who threw you? That guy. I don't even know what that is. That's not a guy. That's a monster. Oh my god. That's a freaking monster. You don't seem very scared right now. That's because apparently we're dead and this is hell. And we're in some purgatory part. We haven't actually entered hell yet. But this is hell for all eternity. Thanks, Kyle, for bringing me here. I didn't bring you here. Then why are we here? I don't know what happened. Kyle says. So, okay. Well, according to Rodney Dangerfield, we were in a car crash or something. He said he really wasn't sure. Or maybe he knew and he didn't want to tell me. I don't know. But if you leave this car, you will start smoking and probably burst into flames again. Yeah, I don't want to do that. That was just strange. Did it hurt? I said. No, but I don't want to be on fire. It smells still like flesh burning. Am I on fire still? No. You're not on fire anymore. You're safe in the car. This is a safe haven, except for the radio. Don't touch it. Why? What happens if I touch it? And he goes to touch it. And his hand, like, gets seared. Why is the radio doing that to me? Because I don't know. I thought you said the car was safe. What else isn't safe in here? Is this safe? He touches the parking. The gears. He touches the gears. And he goes, and he starts screaming. And I'm like, is that burning? And he's like, are you for fucking real? Of course it's burning me. Just joking. It's not burning. It's just the radio. Okay, so if this isn't burning, then we can get out of here because it's on a pulley system, like some sort of car wash. Yeah. Okay, you do it then. You're in the driver's seat. Are you tricking me? Like, if I touch this, will I burn? No. Kyle, this is not a time to play around. It doesn't even hurt. Try it. Kyle, I'm not touching that if it's gonna burn. I don't want to smell my hand smoking. I don't want to see it melting. I don't want to. Fine. Okay. What do you want to do? How do we get out of this car? Well, how do we get off of a pulley system? Is the car neutral? Yeah. Put it in reverse. Or drive, or maybe not drive, idiot, because we're going to go into the freaking cave of hell. Okay. put it in reverse. And then do what? Press gas and reverse the hell off of this thing. And turn the steering wheel and put it in drive and leave. And where are we gonna go, asshole? Do you have a map? A map of hell? What is this, grade 3? Are you riding a bicycle? Because last time I checked, this was a car. And I, unfortunately, don't have a map for hell right now. Okay, maybe you should take out your phone and look on Google Maps. I'm pretty sure Google Maps would work in hell, don't you think? Why would it work in hell, Jade? Well, this car is working, or sort of. I'm assuming Google Maps works in hell. Okay. Let me get my phone out. I'm gonna put this in reverse while you do that. It's working. I'm pressing the gas. It's working. Go and drive. Okay. Yes, we made it. Turning around, doing a 3-point turn. Why are you doing a 3-point turn? Just do a U-turn. Okay, fine. U-turn. Oh my god, we're getting away. Okay, where do we go? You idiot. I didn't get any service down here. I'm not getting any service. I don't care if you're not getting service. Open Google Maps. Kyle, stop being a wuss. I don't know what I'm doing. Kyle, I'm the one driving this thing and burning up right now. What do you mean I'm burning too? Oh my god, someone just threw something and smashed all the windows. Oh my god, Kyle, give me the phone. This is hell, so I'm not gonna get pulled over for texting and driving. Fine. You're just gonna sit there and let me do this. Yep. And we can't actually die or anything, right? You're not actually helping us escape. Well, where are we gonna escape to? Where are we gonna escape to, Jade? Kyle, I don't know. We're gonna escape somewhere. If this is purgatory, we're gonna go to the good purgatory, not the bad one. Not staying in the bad one, okay? We're not gonna stay in this one. Driving. Things are popping out, trying to stop us. I'm swerving. Kyle grabs the phone from me and says, focus on driving. I'll do the directing. Fine. Do the directing. You're such a lazy fuck. You should have done this from the first part. Okay. Take a left here. There is no left. Okay. Well, when you get to a left, take a left. Where is that gonna bring us? I don't know. It's the only opening I see. You idiot. We need to go to the good purgatory right now. How do I search good purgatory? I don't know. Maybe type in heaven into the search bar. You idiot. As I drive, I'm crying. And I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm typing heaven. I can't believe I'm doing this. This is so stupid, Jade. What the hell is wrong with you? We're already dead. Don't you think hell would be more fun? I don't think burning is fun. And this Rodney Dangerfield character, who I'm not sure if it really is him, because it doesn't really sound like him. I don't think it's going to be fun. He told me straight up that it wasn't going to be fun. But he's lying, obviously, as hell. Are you saying hell is fun? I don't think the devil would lie to me. He's the devil. He's a devil. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but I typed in heaven and it's telling me to keep going straight ahead. Not left. No, not left. Okay, Kyle. Going straight ahead. Okay. So, Kyle, we've been driving for a while now. And yeah, Jade, I don't know. What does Google Maps say, Kyle? Are you paying attention to Google Maps right now? Yeah, it just has one straight line. Okay, well, I kind of see something black up ahead. Can you see in the distance? Is it a mirage? I hope not. Kyle, what are you doing? I'm starting to feel a lot of pain right now. Are you? I am too, but if I don't drive this car, we are going to be screwed. Okay, so do you think we're getting closer to actual heaven? Maybe, but we're in some purgatory place. Should we be feeling pain if we're dead? I don't know how this even works. You're asking the wrong person right now. Okay, Casper, whatever. Okay. Why would it be a mirage though, Kyle? We seem to be in the middle of nowhere. We haven't drank any water. It's hot. Do you want me to keep going? No. I just don't understand why it would be a mirage right now. Well, I think it's a mirage. Because it looks like the pearly gates right now. Are you sure pearly gates are black? I don't know. It just looks like gates. I don't think they're the pearly gates. But they're some sort of gates. Okay. Can you speed the car up? Can we, like, pretend you're a car racer? A race car driver? Okay. You just want me to go really, really fast into the gates? Yeah, like, you want me to smash the car into the gates when we can feel pain right now? That is not what I said. I said go really fast up to the gates. And what if I can't stop? Okay. Don't say stuff like that. Just go really, really fast. And if I can't stop, what happens? I'm gonna jump out of this car. What? What about me? I don't know. You better jump out too. Okay, before I do this, I'm gonna take off my seatbelt. Okay, my seatbelt keeps latching back. This sucks. Mine isn't doing that. That's because this isn't your car, Kyle. Okay. I'm going to rev this engine, and I'm going to press so hard on the gas that we are going to just fly over the gates. No, Kyle. We're gonna just fly past these people and they're gonna open the gates for us. They're gonna be scared and they don't want to feel pain. So let's go. So I'm revving the engine. And we're off so fast. We're speeding fast towards the gates. We're coming up to the gates. The people are rushing around, trying to get out of the way. But the gates aren't opening. Jade, the gates are not opening. I thought you wanted to jump out of the car. Stop the car. No, I'm not stopping the car. We're not we're not there yet. It says we're here. No. We're not here yet. Well, the gates are not gonna open. Smash. The car smashes into the gates. It doesn't open. But at least the seatbelt came off. Are you okay? Jade, are you okay? Jade. What? Yeah, I'm okay. Why didn't you answer me? I was just pretending. That's not even funny right now. You idiot, we're both dead. Yeah, but we could be saved. Who said that? I just said we were gonna go to heaven. That's not being saved. What do you mean? We can't go back alive. That's not good. I don't know. I'm getting out of this car now. Come on. What are you doing? I'm climbing over this gate, okay? And there's people rushing around and they're saying we can't climb over the gates, but I'm climbing. Come on, Kyle, hurry up. So Kyle climbs, jumps on the car, jumps over the gate. And we seem to be in some sort of better place right now. Yeah. We're still in purgatory, but wherever we are, it just looks a little bit better. Normal, almost. There's no cars, there's no dark caves, no strange monsters. Kyle, can you get out your phone, please? I left it. What do you mean you left it? I left it in the car. Great. How are we supposed to navigate now? Well, let's just ask people. Won't they know that we're from the other side? You mean the bad side? Yeah, the bad side. I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out what they think about us. Okay, so let's see who we can find around here. I wish you had your phone, Kyle, but you left it in the car. Don't get mad at me, says Kyle. I'm trying not to get mad. Does it sound like I'm mad right now? Sort of. Well, I'm not mad, I'm just getting there. Anyways, let's look around and see who we can find. I feel like I'm bleeding. What's going on? You are bleeding, but so am I. Where we got burnt. That's all you're gonna say about this? What do you want to say? I don't know. I need to, stop this bleeding. You made me drive this stupid car. And now I'm, mashed up. Okay, but I got thrown into your windshield. Yeah, but I was driving this car and burning. And now my feet, my hands, everywhere is bleeding. Okay. Someone's gonna figure out that we're not from here.
Okay, well, I don't know what you want me to do. Can you navigate without your Google Maps? No, can you? No, but I thought you would be better at it or something. Why? I don't know. I just hoped you would be, but you're not. Okay, what do you want to do? Well, I need to stop this bleeding, so I'm going to tear a piece of this clothing off and tie it around my hands because it really, really hurts right now. This is not fun or funny like that Joe Pesci thing. No, don't worry about it. Just never mind. Okay. Someone's coming. From the gate area? No, from those trees over there. Okay, maybe we should meet them halfway. Okay. Hopefully they're not a bad person. Hopefully? Yeah, hopefully. What do you want me to say? They're good? I don't know. Let's just pray that they're not bad. So we're walking. Walking through crunching leaves. Looks like fall. We've been expecting you, says this woman. She's short, kind of pudgy, and she says she's been expecting us. What do you mean? I say. We've been expecting you. What do you mean you've been expecting us? Says Kyle. Come this way. Me and Kyle just look at each other and we decide to follow this strange lady into the trees. So we're walking, following her. She's getting smaller and smaller and we're trying to follow her, but she's like disappearing into the darkness. And it's really dark. Don't tell me we're still in hell. Oh my god, don't tell me we're still in hell. Do you think she brought us into hell? I'm getting out of here. Let's go back the way we came. Okay. Run. I can't, my feet. Okay, I'll carry you. This is Kyle. Okay. We're running through the forest. And we're out. And it's light again. I think that was another portal to hell. I think you're right. Let's not talk to any strangers here. But how do we get back to where we're supposed to be? We're supposed to be in hell. Kyle, that's not funny. Okay, but we can't talk to anyone because they're gonna like bring us back. Back to hell. Yeah. So what do you want to do? I don't know. I'm feeling kind of peckish right now. Kind of hungry. Maybe we're not dead. Are you sure? I don't think dead people get peckish. Are you peckish? I'm hungry, not peckish. Okay, let's just keep walking forward, but not into any weird trees or anything. Oh no, that lady's back. She's just staring at us. What? Okay, let's run. Is she running? She's running after us. Just run. I can't run. Can you carry me? Okay, fine. Get on my back. I thought your back was hurting you. Just get on my back right now. I'll piggyback you away from this lady. Man, she's catching up. Stop turning around. Don't turn around. Okay. Okay. I think we lost her. Where are we now? We're on the side of a road. And cars are passing by. That's interesting. Cars are passing by. I feel like if I go in front of one of these cars, I might actually die. Kyle, don't be stupid with me on your back. Okay, get off my back. Let me go by myself. No, you idiot. Stop being stupid. Oh, so you want me to walk into oncoming traffic with you on my back? Kyle, stop being stupid. I tried. Tried what? Trying to be funny. That's not funny at all. That's fucked in the head. Well, we need to wave one of these cars down. How do you know they're real cars? Do you want to go in front of one of them? No, I mean, obviously they're real cars, but how do you know there's real people in there? They look like mechanic cars. Like cars that are just mechanic? What does that even mean? Cars that are just, like, moving. Like, for no reason. Yeah, like they're just moving on their own. Like, robotic. Okay, I'm pretty sure I see people in these cars, but okay, let's try to wave one down. So Kyle's just waving frantically. No one is looking. Kyle, no one is looking. Okay, I'm gonna throw something. If you throw something, someone might have an accident. I need to throw something. I need a rock. Picks up this huge rock and throws it in front of a car, not through the window or anything, because he's not that crazy. And the car stops, gets out, looks straight. The person gets out and looks straight at Kyle and me. "What do you think you're doing?" he says. You can see us? Yes, I can see you, and I can see this rock as well. Do you want me to call the cops? No. Can we get a ride with you? I don't think so. And the guy gets back in his car and drives off. Okay, well, that didn't work. What are you doing? I'm going in the middle of the road. Kyle, I thought you were joking. I'm going in the middle of the road, and I'm going to wave my arms. Kyle, that is so stupid of you. I'm doing it. He walks slowly into the middle of the road and starts waving his arms. Everyone stops. They start winding down their windows and yelling, "Get out of the way." Kyle says, "I need a ride. Me and my girlfriend need a ride out of here." "Out of where?" "Out of here." "Well, where are you going?" "We don't even know where we are right now." "Do you know where you're going?" Just the nearest hotel. I can drive you guys there, says this guy with a mustache and a cigarette. He's in a pickup truck. Kyle motions me to get into the truck. I don't move. Kyle motions again and says, get in. He's already in the truck. So I go in. So we're in the pickup truck of this strange guy with a cigarette and a mustache. And, yeah, we're just sitting there. And Kyle's like, to the guy, how far is the next, hotel, like, from here? The guy goes, oh, it's just one cycle. What do you mean one cycle? I say. These are self-driving cars by, you know, Google. Okay, yeah. Self-driving cars by Google, yes. But what do you mean one cycle? It takes one cycle to get back around. At this point, I'm panicking. Kyle? Yeah. Get back around to where? Where we were just at? Yeah. Okay, just let me out. Just let me out so I could freaking go and walk to this hotel on foot. I can't do that. Unfortunately. Why can't you do that? I say. Because these are self-driving cars. They don't stop. Well, they seem to stop before when I threw a rock and when I stood in the way. You can't get out. And the doors lock. I'm just going to open this door. I'm going to open this lock and I'm going to jump out. Come on, Kyle. Stop, drop, and roll. So we're tumbling down a hill from where we were in the car, in the pickup truck. And we're tumbling and then we stop. The guy keeps driving, he doesn't get out of his car, and the door is still open, but he doesn't care. What does he mean, one cycle? Maybe they're just going in a circle, Kyle says. So people are just driving these self-driving cars and going in a circle and not getting out of the cars? Where are we? I don't know where we are. I don't know. Maybe this is purgatory. Maybe we're still in hell. I don't know why Google's all over the place. I don't know. That is so weird. That is so weird. What are we gonna do? We don't even have a phone with Google Maps. If this is a place by Google, it's not a place by Google. This is hell. Yeah, but, like, if Google is, like, sponsoring hell or something, then we should be able to find a Google map somewhere. Google Maps is not a real map. It's, like, not a physical map, I mean. So how are we gonna find it if it's not physical? Kyle. I don't know. I didn't think about it like that. I just thought that maybe we would find Google Maps somewhere. Kyle, that doesn't make any sense. Unless we find a cell phone somewhere, like, or a computer, we're not getting on Google Maps. I'm out of breath. Says Kyle. Okay, well, we're stuck on some weird place right now. I was gonna say a weird island, but it doesn't seem to be an island right now. There's a random cave. I don't see any water or anything. Why wouldn't an island have a cave? Kyle, you know what I mean. It doesn't seem like an island. It could be an island. Okay, how do you explain being on fire and not feeling it, and then feeling all this pain after we jump the fence? I don't know. Did we come back alive? I don't know if we came back alive. I would hope that we did, but now we're stuck in some make-believe land, and there's no way out, because we don't have a map. How about we just walk for this cycle and see if we come back around? You want us to walk randomly in a circle. What if it doesn't go in a circle? It goes in a circle. 10 minutes later, we're back to where we started. I told you, goes in a circle. Okay. So, we're stuck in a purgatory, and the only portals available to us are hell. Yeah. Okay. That's great. That's so great. And scary. Yes, and scary. Oh. God. How about we just stay here? But I'm hungry. Well, I guess if we're alive and this is purgatory, we can just die here. What? I don't want to die. Well, if we don't die, what happens? How do those people survive in their cars? And that guy said he was going to call the cops, but who is he going to call, really? Maybe we should throw another rock. If we throw another rock and that guy comes out and tries to kill us, then I don't know what to do. It could all be a ruse. Really? Well, if it's a ruse, then I don't know anymore about life or death or purgatories. But who does? I don't know. I just didn't think we would be stuck like this. Well, I'm not going back to those trees for that lady. Well, that's why I said we're just going to stay here and camp out until we die. Because we can't go anywhere. The only way to go is back there where that lady is, into the portal. And then after that, it's over the fence and back to Rodney Dangerfield, which I don't want to do. Oh my God. This is so crazy. Why is there Google self-driving cars here? There's got to be another reason why this is happening. Look, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe what? I don't want to say it. Say it. You're already thinking what I was going to say. How do you know I'm thinking what you're going to say? I don't know. Maybe this is hell. Maybe it's just all hell. What? That doesn't even make any sense right now. Maybe we're not getting out of here. Okay. Well, I'm just gonna sit here and I'm going to take a nap, and I want you to stay awake and make sure that no one comes to bother us, okay? Okay, but, stop freaking out. Like, maybe it's not going to be that bad. Like, it's not going to be bad, okay? No, I don't want to talk about this right now. I'm going to take a nap. Are you dying? I don't think I'm dying. Why? Why would I be dying right now? I don't know. If you die, it's going to be me by myself. Don't die. Okay, I'm not dying. I just don't really know what's going on. I'm going to take a nap. Okay. Oh my god, that lady's coming. Jade, wake up. Jade. Welcome back. What do you mean, welcome back? We were expecting you. What do you mean you're expecting us? Welcome to hell. And that was the first story of Throwing Stones, the podcast. I'm sorry if it wasn't funny. I'm just getting started, trying to get into the groove again. And I hope it was at least interesting to listen to. Again, it was just on the fly. No script, no outline, no nothing. So I hope you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you for listening. Bye now.